Hi, my name's Miriam. I'd like to share a little tale of relationship conflict. So I hope this is relevant to at least some people out here or relatable. You know, it's like long-term relationship when you get deeply invested in the most idiotic arguments. And the story, the conflict I want to tell you about is from 2014. And I'm really hoping that this will go over and be funny. But first, I have to provide you with a somewhat tragic backstory. I was dating a guy for nearly 5 years, and partway through that, he was deployed to Afghanistan, and he stepped on a roadside bomb and wound up having both of his legs amputated. And healing to an extent from that was a whole saga, but that's not actually what this story is about. The story I want to tell you is a bit pettier. So a few years later, we moved to Baltimore, and he starts to voice this, like, weird delusion. And when I thought about it later, I kind of put some pieces together. Like, so when you've already lost part of your body in freakish circumstances, I guess it seems totally plausible that that could happen again. So he gets this, like, little lump in his mouth, and he voices all this fear, like, oh my God, it's cancer, I'm gonna lose my jaw, I'm gonna have half of my face amputated. Initially, I'm trying to be, like, super sympathetic and reassuring, and the conflict arose when he just, like, clung to this prediction very stubbornly in the face of all evidence. And, like, even from the get-go, we had very different attitudes about this kind of thing. I was like, oh, babe, I got a little lump in my mouth, too. I think I just bit my cheek or something. It's fine. And he was very weirded out that I wasn't worried, because I think through that entire relationship, he didn't really ever realize, like, what a lazy slob I can be. So, like, I told him, like, go get that little lump in your mouth checked out if you're so worried. And he goes to a military base, he got an appointment, he got that tiny little bump biopsied, and it came back totally benign results. And, like, verbatim, I think the Marine Corps dental tech told him to stop being such a pussy. And while I don't approve of the sexism of that phrase, the sentiment did resonate. But, like, even after that, he's been biopsied and everything, but, like, his fears did not lessen at all, and this is, like, how the conflict arose. I could not reason with him, and I got real cranky about it. So, like, a really good example is one time I'm trying to take him out for a date for the express purpose of getting his mind off this. I'm like, babe, I'll treat you to dinner. Just, like, stop thinking about this prospect of oral cancer for a while. And I take him out to this fancy Mexican restaurant, and there are these beautiful murals with little bits of mirror all over the walls. And, of course, like, as we're, like, trying to have dinner, he keeps going and, like, checking out his mouth in the mirror. And I kind of, I did lose my temper, and I was like, all right, you're paying for dinner. I took you here to take your mind off things, and you are not cooperating, sir. And, like, the back and forth we had on this topic was definitely, like, it led to the most hilarious exchange in couples therapy, because we were doing that, and he was like, I want to talk about communication issues, because I have cancer, and Miriam isn't being very supportive. To which my predictable response was, he doesn't have cancer! So, like, this was the conflict. I'd already supported him through one tremendous life-changing physical trauma, and I refused to be gaslit into supporting him through a second one in a made-up scenario. And from his perspective, I was unsupportive in my stubborn agreement with his medical professionals. And the bickering would not end. So I guess I'm supposed to end on a note of healing and forgiveness. So I'll happily say that the relationship ended, but we remained very good friends and had a lot of very constructive and forgiving talks post-relationship. And my very good friend has not wigged out about oral cancer in a long time now. And I want to say thank you for listening and for periodically tittering as I mocked the traumatized neuroses of one of America's wounded heroes. I hope you can all forgive me because I found that a little bit healing.